This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Forsling starts back. Jaibert and Graham Rank, the referees. A shot scores! Holy mackerel! How did that happen? Off the rush! Matthews comes in, and now the Leafs have grabbed the lead.
Austin Matthews scored a goal in the second round.
I feel like we might have spoken that into existence yesterday.
We needed to.
We were hammering that he had not done anything.
He had not done that ever, yeah. Actually.
And I didn't know that till today.
So, he now has as many goals in the second round as teammate Nick Robertson. But it was a big one. It got the lead for Toronto 1-0 in a game they would win 2-0 to force game 7. Now, one of two things happens with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, this is Sports Talk Saturday once again. We'll talk some NHL playoffs right now, and then revisit it again with Joe Yurden coming up at 1 o'clock. This was a big deal to see Austin Matthews scoring that goal, and now the Toronto Maple Leafs have a chance to do one of two things. Either they fulfill their destiny as the ultimate playoff chokers of Game 7.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot lose another Game 7. You just cannot.
If they do,
it's just the Game 7 thing, it's enough at that point.
Yeah.
You can never take them seriously in a Game 7 if they lose another one.
That's where you're guaranteeing, like, Marner's not coming back. They're going to start doing something different. Like,
they would need to. There's a desperation on how to change the core. And you're also losing a key asset for nothing. And that is a tough thing to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But also, again, it just goes to the legacy of that core of the Toronto Maple Leafs that you've never won a Game 7. Because the series that they've won, they beat Tampa in 6. They beat Ottawa in 6. It seems like Game 7 is death oftentimes for this franchise, or at least this current core of them.
So that's the running joke.
It's the running joke, but also it is what's defining them. Fairly, unfairly, it doesn't matter. You cannot lose another Game 7. Because changes are going to be made to the team, to the core. Selfishly, the one thing I could take solace out of that is Mitch Marner is not coming back.
Does he come to Buffalo? That's still the question mark, but he's not. He won't be back.
But at the very least, it's more than a 0% chance.
Yeah, yeah, non-zero. That's
it's
perfect.
A non-0% chance. And that is enough to keep me alive. But the Leafs as a whole, they're still dealing with the injury to Stolarz. Wohl has a shutout though last night. Matthew Knies is injured right now, and he's the line mate with Marner and Matthews. Craig Berube saying yesterday, like, they don't know if he's going to play. That's very much a problem, potentially, for tomorrow night. But for Toronto and for an Atlantic Division rival, it all culminates tomorrow night in what are the Toronto Maple Leafs. is this actually the year we should take them seriously? Or is this their destiny to lose in seven games to better opponents? That is what we're looking at here. And it can shake the entire landscape of the National Hockey League if they lose.
I'm kind of, I know I don't want to root for Florida in any way, but as a Toronto Maple Leafs hater and Mitch Marner believer, to get him possibly on the market, I'm kind of like, I'm maybe rooting for that.
I'm also thinking I'm sick of seeing the same old thing.
That is another way to look at it.
So there's if Florida wins, for example, there's a decent chance at a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup final because both teams are in the conference finals at that point.
I think Edmonton, though, could play a game and actually I could see that going the other way.
Florida is not as good as they were last year.
Right.
Matthew Tkachuk is continuing to play through injuries that are hampering his abilities. He's not good this season, in this postseason. He's not. He's actually been very bad. Ever since the first game of the Four Nations tournament against Canada, Matthew Tkachuk has suffered.
Yep.
He was injured to a point where it's not working for him right now. And for the second postseason in a row, it has come to a point where it's you're just here to be the leader. It's basically season three of Shorzy, where he's too hurt to really make an impact. He can't skate. There's a reason that Toronto can realistically win this thing. There's a reason it goes to seven here, and it is because Tkachuk's got nothing right now. Their best player that they traded for a couple of years ago has nothing right now because he is too battered, he is too beat up. But he's going to try to play through it. It seems like their team's a little bit disjointed right now, and it may have to do with the fact that the team has gone to back-to-back Stanley Cup finals. That's a lot of hockey to play, especially for a physical team. Bobrovsky's been solid throughout the series for Florida, though, so goaltending is not the issue. It is going to come down to, can Wall out-duel Bobrovsky again? Both of these teams have top-end talent, high-end scoring capabilities, incredible players that can make incredible plays on the regular. Florida, you've got Barkov, you've got Reinhardt. Marchand is still a very good player with his skill. And then, of course, Toronto. You've got Nylander, Matthews, Marner, on a lesser extent, Tavares. You've got guys that, on both sides, they can put the puck in the net at a terrifying pace. But the goaltending and the defense is also good enough that you don't know what's going to happen. I really am interested to see, why am I talking about this team so much right now? It is because the entire NHL can spin on its head if Toronto loses again. Because players like Mitch Marner do not come to free agency very often. They don't.
Yeah, and it's kind of the Goldilocks effect there, right? That'd be a perfect candidate, superstar, to sift into your lineup and make a difference. And no expectations. That's my sales pitch to him. The only expectation, Mitch, is breaking that wall. That's it.
Just get us there.
Get into the first series. Don't have to win it.
Not even don't have to win it. It's from there we can change the narrative.
Yeah.
That is, if I'm any team, I'm pitching that tomorrow.
And of course, a big part of the pitch is who's pitching it. And it's Bills quarterback Josh Allen. For him, specifically.
Even if he doesn't sign in Buffalo, for example, though. I don't know where he signs, but I do know that it changes a lot of things. A team that signs Mitch Marner, for example, can get more aggressive. Say it's Chicago. You get an elite setup man with Connor Bedard, and you try to really help get your team back on track. After you cannot solve how to rebuild a team right now. Chicago is really not known what to do. Oh, coming from Buffalo. Yeah, I know. Shut up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But there's a lot to what is going on there with Marner, with Matthews, Tavares. Can you convince Tavares to sign at a cheaper deal for a couple of years? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But if, say, they both don't come back in Marner and Tavares, that is two of the big four from Toronto already gone at that point, and you have a 100-point player sized hole in your lineup. How aggressive does Toronto get in the trade market then? Do they go after, say, like a Vancouver with Elias Pettersson? The Canucks are looking like a team that they're going to hit the reset button. And it sounds like they are very cognizant that they know that Quinn Hughes is probably going to leave once he hits UFA status.
Mm-hmm.
Besser's a free agent. You can go and get a say Mitch Marner's on the free market. If you don't get him, do teams overpay for a Brock Besser, for example? AKA the Villalano effect. It was Brad Richards.
Yep.
Who was the penultimate UFA. The Sabres pitch that. They fail. They go get Villalano on a massive contract, and it didn't work. I'm not saying Brock Besser's Villalano. Not even close. But a team might overpay Besser because they miss out on Mitch Marner. There's a lot of interesting dynamics on what can happen this season if Toronto loses tomorrow night. That's the part that genuinely fascinates me.
Mm-hmm. Is where's the narrative go from there?
And where does it go for the Sabres in particular is the other issue with this. Obviously, the Sabres could go and try to get a player like that. But there are a lot of questions left. Is Bowen Byram going to sign longer term with this team? We don't know that.
Nope.
As a matter of fact, what happens if he wants a bigger role? Because right now his role is top 4 minutes, but no power play time.
Right.
Because the two players in front of him are Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power on the power play. I don't know if you're going to get what you want out of that.
No. And I remember we were talking to Brian Koziel on Locker Cleanout Day, clearing that up. And
anytime he was asked that question, he kind of shied away from it.
But he actually somewhat answered it to Paul Hamilton as the season ended, saying he's not against that.
Yeah. So the problem is that the actions also have to be there.
Mm-hmm. But he also...
But Byram, as a cost-controlled initiative, for example, mm-hmm. say you need to make an upgrade.
Yeah.
Or you need to move on from Byram because you know he's not going to be a longer-term asset for you.
I think that's how a lot of fans feel currently.
If that's the case, Byram is a cost-controlled RFA on defense that you can then flip for a guy who has term. Because you can trade him to a team that would get him his role and he would sign with that team because he's cost-controlled right now at RFA status.
Mm-hmm.
That allows you an opportunity there. The Amerks also having a couple of players within this pipeline, for example, you can get risky and you can trade a forward on this team for an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
The first person I think of is Jack Quinn. If you can sell a team on, you got this, you could fix him, it's just not working for us here. But look at the end of his season. He started producing again. So it looks like he might be back. That's something you could sell to other teams.
Yeah.
I hate saying this, but Peterka is probably a good candidate to flip, depending on the defenseman you get back. Very dependent on that.
No, you're right. I think moves are going to have to be made similar to that, though, to get the Sabres where they have to be.
Kevin Adams, though, can look at this team and go, I've got Hellenius playing probably his age 19 to 20 this season in Rochester, and I'm perfectly fine there. I've got Oslin waiting in the wings. I've got Rosane waiting and should be getting a longer NHL look, whether it's here or elsewhere. Kulik has graduated. He is a full-timer in the NHL next year.
Absolutely.
There is a lot there for the Sabres that it allows your offseason to progress in a different way. You have pro-ready prospects, not one, but multiple.
And you don't have room for all of them.
You don't have room for all of them.
So use them as capital.
So either you could trade players from your roster or one of them. Maybe both, depending on the player you can get back.
Right. It all depends.
And there are plenty of teams and players that still do not have their no-move clauses, for example, that you can make this work.
Mm-hmm. You had the number one prospect pool in the NHL for quite some time. Now it's starting to actually show them being ready to go to NHL.
The fruits are starting to show up.
Exactly.
Because think about percentages, okay?
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago, Rochester starts its emergence as an AHL contender.
Yeah.
And that's on the backs of JJ Paterka, Jack Quinn, and Peyton Krebs.
Yeah, the kid line.
The trio. And your percentages on that. Which one? So you've got one out of three that hit as a top six forward.
Only one of them.
Only one of them. But it's still one of them. Absolutely one of them. And in the NHL, you draft so many players that you are going and you're collecting prospects from trades.
You're
going
to have misses.
You're going to have misses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, round two of that is starting. Kulik graduated. You have one of them.
Mm-hmm.
He is a top line center for you last year and almost scored 20 goals in his first season as a pro in the NHL while dealing with multiple injuries. Not bad, kid. And you also allowed Tage to continue to create, moving him onto the wing because he doesn't have the capabilities as defensive responsibility as the 20-year-old.
Yeah. But look at how well that was working towards the end of the season.
And Kulik really did fit well with Thompson and Tuck.
Yeah. That line should absolutely stick around. Like, that should be where you start from next season.
That's
that was
where
great.
You should be starting from. And then Paterka with Norris, and then you figure out the next winger.
And hopefully Norris is healthy, because I'd like to actually see him on ice in a healthy capacity to know what he's truly capable of.
I'm okay with the fact that it was not a shoulder injury. It was an oblique injury.
Right. It was different. It wasn't the same nagging injury.
He did also
say,
if it was a playoff race, I would have been in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably Buffalo saying, take your time. It's a lost season for us right now.
You're not going to worry. It's 100% right. And that's what I say to a lot of people who are like, oh, Norris isn't panned out. I'm like, how can you say that now?
They're keeping him out for a reason.
Yes. They're not going to. Imagine him getting more injured in a meaningless end of the season where you're eliminated.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you do that?
Or even when you were mathematically alive.
1%.
It was not, you had to vault everybody.
Listen, I love an underdog. I love a long shot. That was not happening.
And while the rest of the Eastern Conference was not willing to take wild card two, neither were you.
Yeah. You're part of the problem.
Yeah, you were part of the problem. But also, you were still too late anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I'm not risking my long term 2C for a 1% shot.
No.
I'm not.
And
it's not good business.
Like they said, though, if they made it, Norris would be in. He said it. He would be in. So that's what you want to hear, truthfully, because they're being smart about a player they acquired and doing things the right way. That's already a step in the right direction.
Yes. And watching last night, you see how that, like, Kulik being there is just not fair, by the way.
No. That's Rosane, an NHL guy just blowing up the AHL playoffs.
Rosane with 3 points last night. And it wasn't just out of skill. There was a lot of it that his assist was he outfights a person twice to shovel a puck to the middle of the net where Rusek's able to then tap it in.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much about Isaac Rosane. He needs an extended look now in the NHL.
Yeah.
But the question is who? Who do you get rid of from the lineup? And that is probably to upgrade someone on defense. That's the only way you can really do it right now. Kevin Adams is perfectly fine with letting the players develop in Rochester, and if they need to be there for longer than they are supposed to, that's probably a better idea than bringing someone into the lineup sooner than they should be. Perfectly okay with that. Are the Sabres good enough, quote-unquote, to allow the prospects to sit in the minors? No. But is it healthier? Probably.
It's what, look at Devin Levi as the biggest example of that.
Yes.
That is the prime example of, hey, might not be best for your NHL team right now, but you can't just throw him in there.
It's best for you.
Yeah, it's best for your team's future.
And also for us.
Mm-hmm.
That you go back down to the minors and really work on this, because it's clear that Levi, in particular, needs the majority of games.
He needs the constant play to stay fresh.
He needs the constant play. He's not a number two at that point.
No.
Based on how he works with that. He looked better when he initially came to the Sabres, and he was playing every game right off the jump.
Yeah, to end that stretch of the season. Yeah.
He played better there because he was getting the majority of games.
Mm-hmm. But when he gets cold and not playing for a while, he can't just bounce back into the position.
Exactly.
Which is honestly a good problem to have if you're looking to be a starting goaltender.
Yes.
If you want to, you can play a majority of the games. That's when you're at your best.
But also, it's dealing with a different schedule, though, too, is the other part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the AHL, for example, it's your job. In college, it's not your job yet. In college hockey, it's not your job. You're playing on weekends. You're going to school, and that's it. Like, that's not your job. Your job is not a hockey player. Not yet. For those that do break through, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And now Levi is learning the schedule of how to deal with this. He is dealing with the physicality of the AHL. There's still a semblance of hope. There is a degree of hope there.
Yes.
How much are you willing to listen to that? I will not negate or berate you for your answer.
No, if you're hopeless,
if you're pissed, mm-hmm. you're pissed. I cannot do enough to convince you because I don't want to. The Sabres have not earned that.
No.
Effort from me. But I'm not going to sit here and say everything's crap, there's no hope. Don't bother. I'm never going to be that person because there's always something that you can look at on a struggling franchise and still see something that you can take away.
Mm-hmm.
Because also that's a healthier way to look at life.
Glass half full.
Not necessarily half full.
Quarter full.
Did I find the one interesting thing in there? Did I find the one piece of chocolate in the trail mix?
The last M&M.
The last M&M in the trail mix.
And then it's just raisins.
Is there something sweet hanging around in the Sabres organization? Yes.
Here's the thing.
If the Sabres make the playoffs with this roster, I don't necessarily think that there's a way that, like, the minute that they make this postseason drought end, say Kevin Adams is still the general manager,
mm-hmm.
and they end the playoff drought, how many sins are very quickly forgiven? Probably almost all of them?
Yes, I would say so. I think the excitement of getting over the hump finally will cancel out all of the grief. The Bills even. Look at when they broke their drought, right? Rex Ryan, like all of that.
Right.
Doug Marrone. All of the bad EJ Manuel. That was a afterthought.
Yeah.
The team was just finally in the playoffs again.
Yes.
Doesn't matter who it was with. Tyrod Taylor was the quarterback. And doesn't matter what happened.
Because
they got obliterated by Jacksonville. Not obliterated, but they got shown out.
It was very boring.
It was bad.
It was unfortunately boring.
Yeah, but I think once you get to that point, once you've broken it up, I think you move on from there as a new organization in your mindset. That's, I think, what happens.
And, for example, like this Mitch Marner dream, by the way, there are some cap gymnastics that would have to happen. First of all, buying out Samuelson would probably be the first move that you absolutely have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to work from there. So it wouldn't be easy.
No.
But there's, again, a non-zero percent chance. Jonathan tweeting in, Sabres cap space does not look to be reasonable to acquire Marner, but Tavares might be workable as he would be around likely half the cost. That option should be more of a discussion. And I think that's an interesting one because, ready? There is a Tavares in Buffalo.
There is.
Yeah.
Bandits head coach, John Tavares.
So say the Leafs lose and they think about removing the core. You get rid of half of it in UFA because they're done.
Yeah.
I would not mind John Tavares on this team.
No. There's, like you said, already a successful John
Tavares. Give me
Tavares
a 3-year deal on John Tavares at 34. He still plays at a high enough level that at 34, I'm not scared of a 3-year deal.
No. He hasn't shown not he's tapering all. Off at any point. So
he also plays such a solid, steady game, two-way yep. game, that he would work for you.
He'd be a post in the ground for your organization because he's not wavering at yep. any point. He's the flagpole you cling to.
And you have maneuverability at center, for example. Yeah. If you need to kick Norris over or if you need to kick Kulik over for something,
mm-hmm. injury you can sake, do it. Anything like that. Yeah.
It would be an interesting thing for like your top six or even your middle six, so to say, with Tavares.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the Sabres would be signing him without putting him in the top six.
No, absolutely not. But if they're going to sign somebody,
but if he's a pure center, for example, you've got some work to do.
Yeah. I think they're going to do it, though. I really do. I think this offseason, it's do or die for Kevin Adams. He's going to have to.
Yeah.
And that's how it's going to be.
And there's a lot of a fallout, again, from what can happen in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk with Joe Yerden about this at 1 o'clock. Plenty more about that, as well as the rest of the NHL playoffs on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer and Joe Kelly here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.